Ladies and gentlemen, Back Gig Studios Lounge is proud to present The Gig Cast.
Welcome to the Gig Cast. This is Gig Cast Show 188 for the week of April. Oh, did I say April? My bad. It's August. And I need to apologize for that. But yeah, so it's August 21st, 2009. I'm your host, JT Shea, back from a long, undeserved, and unannounced hiatus. The Gig Cast has returned. Sorry for the long delay, folks. I'll come up with a bunch of excuses later. Really, life gets in the way sometimes. And after almost 4 years of podcasting, this is actually coming out on, I believe, our fourth year. We're starting our fifth year this week with show 188. And I had to come back because Webcomic Beacon just did their 87th show, and I can't let them get within 100 shows of us. So the gentleman you hear laughing alongside me, if you consider Florida to Mississippi alongside, is Kevin Heyman, of course, from Aaron Apprentice. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you for having me back, as always.
It's great to have you. Scott couldn't make it tonight. Actually, I didn't even ask him tonight. I probably should have.
We're gonna get hate mail.
Yeah, I know. He couldn't make it last night because he was at a Comikers meetup at some bar in Minneapolis or whatever. So, or coffee house probably. Yeah. But anyway, I also wanted to come back this week especially is because this is Friday night, the 21st. Tomorrow, August 22nd and 23rd, I will be at MegaCon, Mini MegaCon in Orlando. It's, of course, Night Gig Studios' home convention, more give or take. And a few of us are actually going to be representing, going to have Carl Kouros there. We're going to have, when I say we, it's on the loosest terms of we. With Krishna from PC Weenies has finally got a table at a convention. He's got his new book out. We've got some information on that for you. And a whole bunch of other books and things have happened since we've left the airwaves, the podwaves, the netwaves. Is it a netwave?
Instead of
the internet, called a netwave, yeah. Will that work?
It's an interwave.
Interwave. And we also need to talk about riff tracks. I happened to catch that last night, and so did Kevin. And so we're going to come back and talk about all that right after this.
The Dollhouse Podcast is a fun, informal, and informative podcast about Joss Whedon's television series Dollhouse, where we discuss everything about the show. We talk about the actors.
When I see them playing this new character, I believe this is a new character.
We speculate about the implications of the imprinting technology.
It's like a videotape. You can erase and record it. But if you keep doing that, it breaks down. Is the human brain kind of like that? You know, if you keep overwriting it.
And of course, we're chock full of tangents.
If I die, I'm going to be wedged.
Oh, who do you want to be imprinted on?
Somebody really hot.
So get active and tune in to the Dollhouse Podcast at thedollhousepodcast.com.
And we're back, surfing it in, as Kevin was just saying, on the interwaves, surfing the interwaves to give you this show, which is more or less about webcomics. It may be expanding. I'm thinking of expanding it just because. Yeah. There's a lot of great webcomic-only podcasts out there, and Night Gig has always been more than just webcomics, but we'll still stick with the webcomics as well. We'll do a little of this, a little of that, a little of everything else. Anyway, we're back after a long hiatus. You know, the hiatus started. Here come the excuses. It was the end of my semester. I was getting ready to graduate. I had a couple of term papers due, so I kind of let it slip. And then it slid into summer with the kids out of school and doing all kinds of things and still not working and looking for jobs and summer semester came upon me, and I actually took a couple classes over the summer, and then vacation, and then I took a trip up to Massachusetts, and it was just all this, that, and the other, but we're back now, so it's all good.
I was frozen in carbonite.
Yeah, that's another thing. I had to go to Tatooine to rescue him from Jabba the Hutt.
The ironic part was he paid you to take me, so...
Well, that way it worked both ways for me. I got to get the money for getting you captured, and then I was able to rescue you, and, yeah.
Yeah, it...
Bad. Bad. So anyway, a lot of things have happened in the webcomic world. Some things have been updated nicely, thank God, by Mike Moss on the GigCast. So the GigCast page actually had new news on it almost, you know, 2-3 times a week. Hopefully you've been dropping by to read that. And we're going to start picking up on those stories and reporting to you them here on the GigCast. But we also have other things going. A lot of people who haven't had books before now have books, which is great. One person I mentioned earlier was Krishna. For PC Weenies, that's right. Version 1.0, Rebootus Maximus, is now available for sale. You can probably head on over to PCWeenies.com and order it there. Or, if you're lucky enough to be in the Orlando or Central Florida area, he is actually going to be the man himself. Has a table this year at MegaCon, Mini MegaCon, and you can actually get an autographed copy of the book right there from him, which would be great. Really excited that he is actually getting a table. He stopped by the night. He's, you know, been at the Night Geek booth, you know, for like one day, a couple hours every once in a while for these last couple of conventions. We kept saying, hey, dude, you got to get a table. He's finally getting one, getting his feet wet with this mini MegaCon. It'd be great to have him there full time. And you still there, Kev?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, cool. It's tough to, you know, if I seem rusty at this, it's because I'm rusty at this.
Yeah.
It's been...
No problem.
Yeah, no problem. And books. You've got a couple more books coming out, don't you? Or already out?
Well, issue one came out before, and you guys graciously let me come on here and plug my crap, and I'm here to plug issue two, which is out. I need to get some new buttons made for the site so I can put that up there. But issue two is out. It's available on Indie Planet. It's considered a fan favorite. It's where Terry meets Dolores for the first time on the coast.
Bald, purple-lipped girl. Gotta love it.
Yeah. And it's a fun issue. It's got, you know, adventure, fighting, stomach problems. It's great.
Very, very cool. And we'll be seeing you at... You have plans for the MegaCon this year? The main MegaCon?
I hope to God I do. I'm back in a dead-end job for the time being, and school's being paid for by loans and grants, but I'm still, like, you know, running low on cash, but I hope I can save up enough to get there.
Outstanding. Well, we hope you can make it, too.
Yes.
That'll be awesome. You know, those books can be ordered off your website, or can they get... You're doing it through Indie Planet again,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's on Indie Planet, and, there should be a link in the blog section of my main page at switchupstudios.net or nightgig.com/sweatshop.
There you go. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Hey, another person who hasn't had a book out recently got his book. Actually, I think he had this book. He had a book ready for MegaCon last MegaCon in March. Mr. Carl Kouros with you know, or Trantinator as he's known, however you know him, with his Drawn Sword books.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got a new book out. Actually, that's right. This is his first Drawn Sword books that he's got out now. The ones he had for MegaCon was a book he put together of some of his weird, twisted, not quite the way he remembered the 80s caricatures.
I can tell you right now, having witnessed these things happen, you should get the book. It is not for the faint of heart, but it is amazing.
It's very funny. Very, very. Carl is just an amazing twisted mind, and he can put it on paper, which is scary.
I hope he put the Inspector Gadget picture from the MegaCon.
He did.
I was
he did.
It's
yeah.
In there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's there.
I'm so happy.
It's there, and the Transformer porn's in there. All that's in there. It's very, very, very scary.
Carl, nothing but love, man.
That's right. And our good buddy Casey Green, another MegaCon favorite, also has his first gun show collection is available for pre-order. It's called Question Hounds Puzzletorium, the first gun show collection. The first 157 comics in 97 pages, and also includes 8 unused comics and the reasons they were never used. And if you know KC, that's just even, yeah. And it says, yeah. Not for children, oh no. So, and you get...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I was going to mention that he has sketch editions right now you can order, which will come with a very nice inked drawing right in the book. And, yeah, this is it. And just don't ask for the Midnight Special, and you should be okay.
Oh, God, don't remind me. I was just going to take a second and say also head over to his store on Rumblow because he's got some really nice shirts. Dad Brand Whiskey, Wizard Needs Hugs Badly, Euclid's on the Block, and of course the official Dick Butt shirt.
There you go.
Dick Again, Butt, darling of the internet.
Not for the faint of heart. Actually, if you go to gunshowcomic.com/volume1,
yes,
you'll go right to the pre-order page there. Wow, the regular edition is only $11, and the sketch edition is $19 plus shipping.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's very, very cool. So head on over and do that for KC. You got to love it. Let's see. Hey, speaking of books, the Gigcast was mentioned in the latest Beatnik Turtle, their latest edition of their Indie Band Survival Guide. I remember, you guys remember a year or so ago, it was probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, we did the St. Patrick's Day contest. We had a secret image on our website, and Beatnik Turtle had a secret image on their website. And you had to listen to our podcast and get the clues to go to their Song of the Day podcast and get their clue, and vice versa. And basically, we're mentioned in there about how they, you know, working together for promotional purposes. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to thank them for giving us a mention. And if you are in a band or thinking about starting an indie band, be sure to pick up the Indie Band Survival Guide. I believe they have an electronic edition. I'm not sure. And probably a print edition. I think it's a print edition. Not sure. But head over to beatnikturtle.com or thesongoftheday.com. And you can pick that up. And those of you who may be new to the show, if any of you are left, that is, they're the ones that have wrote the incredible intro, the music that we've been using for years now. But I can't see getting rid of it because it is just too damn cool.
The only thing I think that could replace it is some 70s bouncica wow stuff like from Shaft.
Well, I think we had that to begin with.
Oh.
You know what's really funny? Is that the music that we used for the first, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 shows, you know, that do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, whatever. You hear that on commercials and stuff now. It's because it's, you know, it's royalty-free music that is just, it's got a pretty good hook to it. And I've heard other podcasts use it. And now I've been hearing, I've heard it in a couple commercials. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, that's okay, because now we've got, like, awesome originalness.
Exactly. So. Exactly.
And then if somebody uses this song, we can, like, cry.
Yeah, we can cry. All right, so I think that, I wonder if I forgot anybody. I know that if those of you were fans of Mad Scott and haven't been, but when he stopped updating about the same time we stopped podcasting, kind of that synergy thing, he's actually started up again. I don't know if he's going to be regular with it, if he has to increase his artistic fiber intake, but he's been putting up some Mad Scott comics, just, you know, random one-offs, no storylines, nothing, but there's some pretty funny stuff. So be sure to visit madscott.com or Night Geek Studios and find a link to it there. Because he's there. Mm-hmm. We're all there. Still there.
Yep.
Yay.
And I'm actually back to updating once a week, except for this week, thanks to Riff Tracks.
So. Riff Tracks. And what a great segue.
Yes.
Thank you very much, sir. That was where I was going next. Okay. Now, those of you who... and I'm actually, as we're standing here, I'm looking up above my desk, and I have a limited edition print that you did 2 years ago. of the MST3K guys.
Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm. That you drew and Kit colored, and it was just, it's beautiful.
It is.
It's beautiful.
The coloring really made it.
And so, yeah, it did. And as you, and those of you know that Kevin is a huge Mystery Science Theater fan.
I am one of the original 8,000 thanked in the episode guide. Let me just brag about that for a sec. Okay, I'm done.
I did not know that.
Yes.
That's very cool. Now, and because of that, and because of your Facebook page updating, I was happened to just be looking at my wall. I don't do it often. Yesterday, about 6:30, 6:40, 6:45, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned something about the Riff Tracks, going to see Riff Tracks. And I'm like, I remember hearing something about that. And I looked it up, and I'm like, oh, cool. Huh? Well, you know, money's kind of tight. I really can't go, whatever. And then I read some more. I tweeted about it, wishing that I could go. And somebody said, how can you not go? It's so cool. You know, you got Veronica Belmont, who is the one of the hosts of the of Revision 3's podcast, Techzilla. Who's hosting it? Well, that's pretty cool. They got some more internet people involved. It's really great. And with special musical desk guest Jonathan Colton. I'm like, I gotta go. I haven't seen Jonathan Colton live yet, but this is almost like live. He's on a big, huge screen in front of me in a movie theater.
Yeah.
And plus, you get the whole. It's Plan 9 from Outer Space, which how can you not want to see them riff on that?
Absolutely.
So, So I went. And it was very fun by myself, but I was not by myself. I was in a very large auditorium with a bunch of people just like me. And it was very cool.
You know, the only difference between me and most of the people that were in our theater is I bathed.
Oh, yeah. It was very much like being at a little convention, wasn't it? It was actually.
It was like being at a convention.
As I was walking out, there was a gentleman in a utility in front of me. So it's very much like being at a convention. I'm thinking, oh, I should have worn my Jane hat.
Yeah, I'm looking, and there's guys wearing Mystery Science Theater shirts. I'm like, wow, I'm glad I'm not that guy, you know?
Why?
The one who wears the shirt the band to the show.
Oh, right. Yeah, very true. Yeah, that's just not cool. Yeah, right.
My friend Mike wore a Transformers shirt, so he was okay.
Okay, cool. cool. Yeah.
And I'd also like to point out that there were some little commercials between some of the bits.
Oh, they're very funny.
By Rich Lotax Kayanka of Something Awful.
That's right.
And they're very much in the vein of his Derek Smart's Desktop Commander video, which...
You know what? It was very much like if you're a Dragon Con attendee, it's a lot like the Dragon Con TV stuff, you see. It's very much like that. Those kind of like spoofing real things with fake things, but making them funny. Yeah.
I mean, the whole Grain Expo thing done in the style of a monster truck commercial was awesome.
That was good.
So, yeah.
That was good.
And apparently, I just found this out today, there's going to be a DVD of the live show. So if you did miss it, you can get it on DVD. And there's going to be, I think, 2 extra shorts that they had to cut for time.
Oh,
that
really?
Are
okay.
Going to be included on the DVD.
I remember they were before the show started, they were, or even after it, they were saying, you know, if you can see a rebroadcast this as for a corporate event, you can I guess like rent out the auditorium and go sit there and watch it again, type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's going to be cool.
Yeah, have you downloaded your free extras yet? Your free goodies?
The only ones I was really interested in were
the song.
The song and the short, because the short was hilarious.
Yeah, it was very funny. You know, I think I'd seen it before. I think I've seen them riff it before. I don't think it was brand new, but it was good.
Maybe. I don't know. It was very funny. I love the whole Sorry Fort Worth. They kept apologizing to Fort Worth. That was
because
great.
It was live. That was really cool.
Yeah.
And then then after the short, they had Jonathan Colton came out and sang 2 very appropriate songs, awesome songs, Future Soon, which is one of my favorites. And it's funny because he described that before he sang the song. This is a song, picture yourself as in the 80s as a 13-year-old boy alone in your room reading Omni magazine. And I'm like, was he looking at me? That was me. I mean, literally. And reading Omni magazine alone in my room and whatever. So, and then Future Soon. And then after that, he did
Re Your Brains.
Yes, Re Your Brains. Which again, with the zombies in the movie, it worked out perfectly, and it was a nationwide sing along. I wonder how many people that he had singing that at the same time.
Well, I know he had about 10 in my theater, so that was...
Probably about half my theater, if not more, were singing.
Well, we had a sort of quiet, sweaty group, and it was like this one group in the corner led by myself and my friend Paul singing along, except Paul kept just sort of grunting.
You know, it's really funny because you would think that people that... Jonathan Coulton would have been known by more of the people in the audience, but I knew that he hadn't been because first people were like, "Who the hell is this guy?" Whatever, you can just kind of get that vibe from the people. But then when he started singing, everybody was laughing at the parts of the songs that they're supposed to laugh at, you know. And it's like, wow, I mean, these people obviously never heard the song before. And it's like, well, you know, this is great for Jonathan Coulton because I think he's a very talented guy and I love his music and everybody else. I just thought more people would have been familiar with his work, but I guess not.
Well, the funny thing is, we were on the verge of chanting for Skull Crusher Mountain.
I don't think he would have heard you.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. I don't know if we yelled really loudly.
I don't have my ukulele with me here. I could play. I could sing it for you.
I end up listening to it in class tonight, and people were like, "What the hell are you listening to?"
That's
I'm like, "It's
song.
A love song.
It is a love song."
It's got a half monkey, half pony thing in it. So
it's a love
better.
Song from a doc, from a, like a, from Doctor No or
yeah, Doctor yeah. Evil,
Doctor Doctor.
More Evil. Likely, Doctor Evil
or Doofenshmirtz for that matter.
Wait, who?
Sorry, we watch a lot of Phineas and Ferb in my house.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If you have no, dude, if you've got Disney Channel, you got to watch Phineas and Ferb. You have
Do
to.
I?
Oh,
okay.
It's one of the better. Right now, it's my favorite Disney cartoon.
Okay, Disney
Schmertz is great. Anyway,
you know, I'm just kind of pissed at Cartoon Network at the moment because of this whole CN Real thing and this attempt rebranding.
Well, they're doing what they're doing. They're pulling a Nickelodeon on you.
No, they're pulling an MTV on me. Is what they're
doing.
Well,
they are MTV. Aren't they? Are they Viacom?
No, they're Turner.
Okay. Well, I mean, Nickelodeon started out as cartoons, and then they started doing live action stuff. But Cartoon Network needs to be Cartoon Network.
I know.
The real live stuff they're doing is just blatant.
It's tanking in the ratings. So.
Well, that's because all their cartoons are starting to look the same.
Yeah.
They're the whole total drama action, total drama island. They're all the same style now. They're all going that.
All
yeah.
That.
Yeah. 16 total drama action, which was total drama island, and this Stoked. It's the same voice actors.
It's Flash.
The same. Yes. It's all Flash cartoons. It's all the same voice actors, so you can say, oh, that's the same guy from that. You know, it's just different. It's just. I'm not saying that they're not bad cartoons, but they're not very imaginative in their style. They're all the same style, which gets very stale. If you ask me. You gotta mix it up.
This is what happens when you outsource to a Flash animation company in Canada and say, we need animated programming so we can still be called Cartoon Network while we try to launch all this really awful reality show stuff with Andrew WK.
Yeah. Well, what happens is you get Nickelodeon, right, which has SpongeBob, which has been going on for, 15 years now?
SpongeBob, it's
not as funny as it used to be. It jumped the shark a while ago. It's still really good, but not as good as it was. And then you have, on Cartoon Network, you have like the Powerpuff Girls, and Phil McCracken stopped it because he didn't want to jump the shark too badly. Mm-hmm. And Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, which he stopped before it could even get close to jumping the shark on purpose. You know, he goes, okay, it's doing okay now, but I we're running out of ideas. I don't want to push it. And he yanks the plug. And that Cartoon Network's like, but.
The other thing, the thing that kills me is he's still a cash cow. He can come up with story ideas and concepts, and they were like, yeah, we're done with you.
What's that?
They basically didn't want to work with him anymore.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Because he's... I mean, the Powerpuff Girls are brilliant. Dexter's Laboratory is brilliant. You know,
yes, Genndy Tartakovsky is my hero as far as animation goes. I'm not a big fan of limited animation, but Genndy Tartakovsky knows how to use it to his advantage.
Yeah.
And I think Samurai Jack was like the pinnacle of what you can do with limited animation.
Yeah, very artistic. Very well, very well shot. Yeah. Good cinematography, we'll say.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
So I've got no segue for this, but I was going to plug a webcomic, wasn't I?
Yeah, please do. Let's just say they did Planet Nine from Outer Space. They played the movie. They riffed on it really funny. Had a lot of great belly laughs with a lot of chuckles. And if you get a chance to watch, to get the DVD, go ahead and do it. All right.
Yes, absolutely. And support Cinematic Titanic as well.
Yeah.
I've been reading a comic lately called Questionable Content by Jeff Jacques, and I don't really know how to explain it. It's one of those things. The guy doesn't an illustrator, and he went from doing basic shapes to really well done constructed humans, really funny dialogue. I mean, the guy writes some of the wittiest dialogue I've ever read in webcomics, and the stories are interesting, and I'm hooked. So I don't know what else to follow it up with, except there are also Anthro PCs, little talking PCs.
Well, it's at questionablecontent.net, and it says right on there, adults only. No, it doesn't. I'm looking at something else. That's an ad. My bad.
It should be adults only, I think, because there's lots of reference to bodily functions and parts that children don't know about. And he also comes up with some of the most creative shirts you're ever going to see in a webcomic, and then he starts selling them.
Oh, I don't... Well, that's what Scott should do. I need all of Scott's shirts that he's ever put on me. But yeah, like the one that you said, mentioned the one that is in today's, which is science is a verb now, which is very cool.
Yes, exactly. As in, I'm going to science the hell out of that.
It's like Google. It's like Google.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So there's your webcomic pick of the week by Kevin Heyman, Questionable Content at questionablecontent.net.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. And according to today's comic is number 1,475. So if you haven't read it yet, you've got a lot to catching up to do.
Yes, you do.
Yes. Excellent. Well, you know, we're going to keep this one short just because we're still getting back in the groove of things. I finally got Night King Studios back together, pieced back together from bits that were spread out all over the place. I don't know what happened. It's like a bomb went off in here. I'm like, I need my desk back. I'm like, where is everything? Okay, where does this plug in? What? Yeah.
So. Should we bring up that this is the second attempt at doing this?
Yeah, we were going to do this last night right after Rift Tracks, which would have been great because that would have given me all tonight to get ready for my... Me and Brian Gibson are leaving tomorrow morning at 6 to drive to Orlando to get things set up for the show tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be fun.
That'll be fine. It'll be good. Loads of fun for the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got back. Well, before I do leave, I want to mention we had a. I just got back from a 3-week trip to Massachusetts. 2 weeks with the first 2 weeks, just me and the kids. Third week, my wife joined us, and then we drove back down. But the day before we drove back down, Chuck Rolls from Gods of Archelon, who is getting his last 3 books together as well. To get ready to order those people, you Gods of Archelon fans. He and his wife, who are spending the weekend following the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones around New England.
Oh, that's cool.
Came up the day before the day before the Providence show. Came and visited us on the Cape. Spent the night. We had some great pizza. Had some great time. It was a lot of fun. So I got to meet Martha for the first time. Lovely woman, and saw Chuck for the second time. Very cool seeing those guys. And then when we drove down, we detoured around New Jersey most of the way and went to Philly to run in with Joe Mathis, the one of the original hosts of this here podcast, who is now married to Joel. Joel.
I can't remember.
Insert last name
this.
Here. Well, it's... and they hyphenate the name, so it's not, it's Joel, whatever. And they're beautiful.
Mathis.
Mr. Mathis. I know it's wrong.
Yeah, something like that.
and their lovely, gorgeous, funny, cute, awesome son, Tobias. He's not even a year yet. He's a great kid.
The Schmug.
Yeah, the Schmug. Yes, the Schmug. You knew this.
Yeah, yes. Of course.
The Schmug is what a fun, what a smart kid, what a cute kid. Just starting to walk, almost a couple of steps and sits down type of thing.
Yeah, you know awesome. What sucks is I'd like to meet Jo. I've met her sister. I've met her parents. I have yet to meet Jo.
Because you guys have like crossed MegaCons.
Yeah.
But anyway, had some, you know, which is great. They live in downtown Philly. They have a nice basement apartment. They live a couple blocks from this incredible pizza place. We went there, had a couple of pies. I can't remember the name of it right now. It's like has a Q in it. It's like Q Quark. I don't know. Whatever. Awesome pizza place. And then picked up 5 more hats. So if anybody's going to be at MegaCon tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, I have 5 Jane hats, handmade Jane hats, 2 wool, 3 cotton, all awesome. Great pricing. Come see me. I'll be the guy with the ukulele and the Jane hat. And then we traveled on, and so it was a nice trip down. Saw a couple of people. Saw some of the extended Night Gig family along the way. It was very, very, very cool. And yes, I have signed up for classes again this semester, but that will not stop me from doing this because I am taking 4 classes. 2 are in the first half of the semester. 2 are in the second half of the semester. They're like those late night weekend accelerated classes type thing. So I will still be here to do this week after week, and it will be done.
And I will be more than happy to come alongside anytime you need me, Tim.
Outstanding. It'll be great. Now, hopefully we'll have Scott back and get to some of the regular people. I'm going to be doing some interviews this weekend, so that'll take care of next week's show. So it'll definitely be content. Now I need to get this edited and put out there before the night is over, because it'll be good. It's good to be back in the saddle. I miss you guys. Send us an email at gigcast@nightgig.com. Let me know if you guys want us to keep going or just hang it up again. It's good to get back in the old podcast saddle and see where this puppy takes me. My batteries are recharged. I'm ready to go. And this weekend's just going to do it even more. So it'll be great. Thanks a lot, Kev, for joining me today on this relaunch of the GeekCast.
Happy to be here.
And you can check out his stuff, of course, sweatshopstudios.net, all right?
Yep, sweatshopstudios.net or nightgig.com/sweatshop.
Sweatshop, there we go.
Got to get the Night Gig plug in.
Yeah, gotta love it. All right, folks, be sure to tell people, tweet about this, let them know the GeekCast is back. Shout it from the mountaintops. Go to the top of the high building in the middle of your town and just scream that the GeekCast is back. It's like the second coming, but not as, I don't know. No presence.
I'm not going there.
Less trumpets. I don't know. Whatever. All right, folks. Until next time, this is JT Shea for all of us here at Night Gig Studios. Until next time. And there will be a next time, I swear. All right, we'll talk to you next week, folks. I forget how I ended the show. Was it gig out or whatever?
I think we broke you of that.
Yeah,
but what was sure, that? Gig out.
Wait, until next time, enjoy your webcomics. That's it. So until next time, enjoy your webcomics.
This has been the GigCast. Remember, all links mentioned on today's show can be found at our homepage at www.thegigcast.com. The GigCast asks, what's your gig? Let us know. Drop us a line at gigcast@nightgig.com or call our voicemail line at 1-206-203-3334. The best we played every week on the show. Help us help you let people know what is your night gig. Music for the GigCast provided by Beatnik Turtle at beatnikturtle.com and by Corey Smith at myspace.com/TheCoreySmith. The GigCast is a production of Night Gig Studios at nightgig.com, where it's not about what you do to live, it's about what you live to do. Nightgig.com. What's your gig? Gotta let it go.
one.
There we go.